peace, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，再有一次机会来一同从主的话里面来寻求主的旨意。
We thank the Lord for another opportunity to seek His will in His Word.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all thanksgiving and praise.
你借着你儿子所给我们的拯救，实在是我们眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过。
The salvation of your Son is something that eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor entered into the heart of man.
但是你确实是要把你自己那荣耀的救恩，你宝贵的救赎和你一切的丰富，要赐给你所买赎回来的每一位圣徒。
Yet you want to give your full salvation to all those whom you have purchased.
我们是在谢谢你，我们敬拜你。
We want to thank you and we want to worship you.
你知道我们的有限，你也知道我们如何在认识和跟随上的跟不上。
You know how we are limited, and you know how we are often unable to fully follow you.
我们需要你在不断的启示你自己。
May you constantly reveal yourself to us.
向我们显现，向我们说话。
May you reveal yourself and may you speak to us.
愿你今天再赐给我们敞开的天。
May you once again give us an open heaven.
将你的话从宝座倾倒下来。
So that your word may be poured from your throne.
让说的、翻译的、听的。都得着你第一手的供应。
That the one who speaks, the one who translates, and all who listen can receive your first-hand provision.
因为只有你说话，我们才能得益处。
Because only when you speak can we be built up.
因为只有你的说话，才在我们身上有永远的果效。
Because only when you speak will there be an eternal fruit within us.
因为只有你说话，才能叫我们这个人活过来。
And only when you speak will we become alive.
我们仰望你做人不能做的工作。
May you do the work that no one can do.
堵住一切的破口。
May you fill all the breaches.
个人的、团体的、知道的、不知道的一切破口都求你堵住。
Whether those that we know or don't know of, whether individually or corporately.
让我们在聚集中不见一人，只见耶稣基督和我们的父神。
And in the gathering, may we see no one but Christ and our Father.
愿你借着圣灵在我们里面做人不能做的工作。
And may the Holy Spirit do the work within us that no one can do.
我们先把颂赞、荣耀、敬拜的归给你。
We give you all honor, glory, and adoration.
愿你荣耀你自己的名。
And may you glorify your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's start by reading a few passages.
哥林多后书第四章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake.
这里传基督耶稣为主，就是宣告基督耶稣是主。
So here it says that we proclaim that Christ Jesus is Lord.
然后第三章，哥林多后书第三章第五、第六节。
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
经意原文都是灵或圣灵。
So the word here is Spirit.
好，再看《使徒行传》第二章，《使徒行传》第二章第32到36节。
Next is Acts chapter 2, verse 32 to 36.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus God has raised up again, to which we are all witnesses.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand.
等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified.
我们再看启示录第三章。
Next, let's turn to Revelation 3.
我们从第七节。
Starting in verse 7.
七节读到十三节。
Through 13.
你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者，说：那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的。说。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道。没有弃绝我的名，看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name.
那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道。我是已经爱你了。
Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I will also keep you from the hour of testing.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
That hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one will take your crown.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore, and I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
好，我们这一段时间一直都在注意宣告基督耶稣为主。
Recently, we've been focused on proclaim Christ as Lord.
我们提到了，如果教会显出基督身体的实际，就证明，就见证基督是主。
We have mentioned that if the church reveals the life of Christ, then that testifies that Jesus is Lord.
所以我们需要对于这个教会是基督的身体，需要主不断的开启我们，也带我们进入。这实际经历和认识的实际。
So we need the Lord to continue to enlighten us and bring us into the experience of experiencing Christ in the church.
我们也提到，从神的话见证基督就是主。
And we also mentioned that from the Word of God we testify that Jesus is Lord.
神的话不只是 Logos 那一面，神的话还有 Rhema 那一面。
Not only the Logos aspect of the Word, but also the Rhema aspect of the Word.
也就是神的话不只有它原则性的。字面的这一面，还有生命的这一面。
In other words, not only the principle and the literal word, but also the life.
但神的话不是只有叫我们经历为了我们个人的生活需要。
But the word of God isn't for us to experience for our own needs.
你会发现神的话都指向基督。
You see that the word of God always points towards Christ.
所以如果我们对神的话真有认识，真有经历，就是基督的生命性情，基督的身量要在我们身上成为实际，成为丰富。
If we truly understand the Word of God, then His life and His character will be real and a living experience in our life.
所以你看《使徒行传》里面哈，传福音都是把人带到基督面前。
So in the book of Acts, you see how preaching the gospel brings everyone before Christ.
或者 他们把讲到神的话的时候，都把神的话带到怎样遇见基督、认识基督。
Or whenever they mention the word of God, it's always in connection with how it brings you to know the Lord more.
所以，如果我们自己在读神的话，我们跟弟兄姊妹在一起读的话，读神的话，能够发现或者遇见，或者是经历进入这个见证基督是主，他就是主。
So as we read the Bible individually or with brothers and sisters, if we can see that Christ is Lord, then we testify that He is Lord.
另外一面，我们是已经在这个世代的末了的时候。
Another aspect is that we are approaching the end of this age.
主耶稣已经完成了救赎。
The Lord has already accomplished salvation.
所以我们呢，应该是显出他完成救赎的那个救恩的全面性。
So we should reveal the full aspect of his salvation.
所以我们需要认识救恩到底在我们身上有多大。
So we should realize how great the salvation is in our life.
在个人在团体有多大。
Whether individually or corporately.
我们也仰望主的怜悯，把我们带进到他救恩的全面性、全备的丰富。
And by the Lord's mercy, we are brought into the full understanding of his full salvation.
所以当我们真是进入这全备的救恩的时候，自然显出他是主。
If we enter into this full salvation, then it naturally it shows that Christ is Lord.
另外，主不但救我们回来，主也给我们预备一条路，是来进入新天新地。
And we said that the Lord doesn't only save us, He also has prepared a way for us to enter into the new heaven and new earth.
所以生命的路
，this way of life，
十字架的道路
，the way of the cross，
显明他是主。
It demonstrates that Christ is Lord.
啊。我们不是只是认识客观的十字架。
It's not an objective understanding of the cross.
我们需要主帮助我们进入十字架的交通。
We need to enter into the fellowship of His cross.
所以，当我们愿意背起自己的十字架跟随主的时候，见证他是主。
When we are willing to carry our cross and follow the Lord, it testifies that Christ is Lord.
主不但死而复活，主现在天上。
That the Lord has risen from the dead and now He is in heaven.
所以天和天上的宝座对基督徒应该是新鲜的、活泼的、真实的。
So heaven and the throne in heaven should be new and living to all believers.
是有能力的。
It should be with power.
所以教会应该见证这个。
So the church should testify this.
所以教会如果不能有这个见证，
If the church lacks this testimony,
那人来教会遇见什么呢？
Then what is the church showing?
人来教会遇见的可能跟在外面社团是一样的东西。
When people come to the gathering, all they see is the same as any social gathering.
人家都落在死亡底下，人家都落在这个地的捆绑底下，结果来教会也是落在死亡底下，落在地的捆绑底下，表示教会没有主做主的事情。
Outside, people are fallen into corruption and into bondage of sin. And when they come to the gathering, if it's the same thing, then that means that the church is lacking the Christ as Lord.
所以天和天上宝座对教会应该是真实的。
So heaven and the throne in heaven should be real in the church.
其实你从这启示录第二章、第三章这七个教会都可以发现那个各个教会的重点。
And you can see the various emphasis in Revelation 2 to 3 to each of the seven churches.
我想今天跟弟兄姊妹来看腓拉铁菲。
So today we will focus on Philadelphia.
我想我不会详细解释这个。
I won't explain it in detail.
但是呢，腓拉铁菲有一个重要的功课。
But there is an important lesson in Philadelphia.
是团体的。
And it's a corporate lesson.
是带有建造性的。
There's something that builds up.
也就是说，这个大卫的钥匙。
The key of David.
大卫钥匙是什么？
What is the key of David?
大卫在他那个世代怎么样按着神旨意来服侍那一世代的人？
How did David serve the purpose of God in his generation?
其实他是按着神来服侍那一世代的人。
Actually, he was following God to serve his generation.
所以大卫呢，他是一个经常来到神面前的人。
He constantly approached the Lord.
所以他因为常常来到神面前。
And because he constantly approached God.
所以呢，他能够按着神来服侍那一世代的人。
He was able to serve his generation according to God.
所以主耶稣说他是拿着大卫钥匙的那一个。
And here the Lord says that he is the one who holds the key of David.
所以主耶稣是跟大卫是同样的 是走在这条线上。
So just like David, the Lord walked upon the same way.
那在这个腓拉铁菲教会得胜的有什么特别？
So what is unique about how the church in Philadelphia was overcame?
他说得胜的，在十二节说，我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子，而且他也必不再从那里出去。
In verse 12, it says, He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore.
我们这个房子有很多柱子。
We can see many pillars in this building.
我们想思想一下。
Consider it.
这个房子盖起来，除了地基以外，第一个盖好的是什么东西？
Consider it. When you first build this building, after you lay the foundation, what is the first thing that gets built?
如果你是盖房子的话，你会不会在没有柱子以前 先弄墙？
If you're an architect, before you have the pillars built, will you build the walls first?
所以应该是柱子先盖好。
So the pillars are built.
柱子先立好。
The pillars are established.
所以柱子是这个建筑物的第一个盖好的。
So the pillars represent what's first built in the building.
所以就好像这是初熟的一样。
It's almost like the first fruits.
而且柱子弄好就不能改了。
And after you've established the pillars, you can't change it.
柱子在那里就根据柱子来把整个建筑物盖起来。
And according to where the pillars are, you then build the rest of the building.
所以你看到就是说，这个腓拉铁菲教会所成就的。
So you see what Philadelphia has accomplished.
是在新耶路撒里面做柱子的。
It is there to be the pillar in the New Jerusalem.
所以他首先呢是把新耶路撒冷的实际呢带进来。
So first, they bring in the reality of the New Jerusalem.
也就是说，在他们的教会生活里面，他们已经进入这个新耶路撒冷的交通里面了。
In other words, in the church life, they've already entered into the fellowship.
这很难想象哈，很难想
象。
但是这是的确，这个话里面给我们看到说，得胜的什么是在我神的殿中做柱子。
But indeed, here it shows us that he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar.
而这神，这神的殿又是新耶路撒冷。
And the temple of my God is the New Jerusalem.
所以你就知道说这是一个重大的事情。
You know that this is a very great matter.
那这个呢，在大卫的诗篇里面。
Now in the Psalms of David.
至少有四篇提到圣殿，很住在圣殿里面。
There were at least four Psalms that speak about the temple or dwelling in the temple.
我相信大卫他是在神面前有相当的。丰富的经历了。
I believe that David had a very rich experience.
我从这四篇里面呢得到一些的帮助。
And I received some benefit from these four psalms.
这四篇呢，关于这四篇提到圣殿和住在圣殿里面。
These four psalms speaking about the temple and dwelling in the house.
这对我们呢，好像进入这个我们进入这个腓拉铁菲的经历上，是对我是有帮助的。
And it was helpful for me in terms of entering into the experience of Philadelphia.
我也希望主给我恩典和怜悯。
And I hope that the Lord is gracious to us.
让我的交通对大家有帮助。
That this sharing is helpful to others too.
那诗篇呢？这第一篇是最熟悉的诗篇二十三篇。
And the first psalm is the most familiar one, Psalm 23.
所以当经过这个诗篇二十三篇的经历之后。
As you go through the experience of Psalm 23,
这个大卫呢，最后就讲说，我要一生一世住在耶和华殿中，我要住在耶和华殿中直到永远。
It says in the last verse, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以他不但是渴慕亲近神，他渴慕住在神的殿中。
So David didn't just desire to draw close to God, he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我想在旧约的人物当中，这样的人不多。
I believe there weren't many of these people in the Old Testament.
就是今天我们在新约的时代，我们有这样的心愿的弟兄姊妹，恐怕也不多。
Even in the New Testament age, there aren't many brothers and sisters who have this desire.
但是大卫却是有这样的心愿。
But David had this desire.
所以他因为这样子，所以呢，他能带给以色列的百姓。从神来的帮助。
And that's why he could bring the help to the Israelites from the Lord.
那诗篇二十三篇学什么功课呢？
So what lesson do you learn in Psalm 23?
第一节说，耶和华是我的牧者。
The first verse says, the Lord is my shepherd.
也就是主 亲自牧养我们。
So the Lord is personally shepherding us.
我们常常会期望我们认识的人来牧养我们。
Often we ask people that we know to guide us.
但大卫他说什么？耶和华是我的牧者。
But David said that the Lord is my shepherd.
就是他得着牧养是从神自己。
So the one who shepherds him is the Lord himself.
那这个得着呢，在他身上经历了什么呢？
And what did he experience because he gained this?
他说我必不致缺乏。
He said, I shall not want.
也就是说，他可能被摆在缺乏的环境里面。
So perhaps he was placed in an environment of lacking.
但却不至于缺乏。
Yet he did not lack anything.
今天我们可能刚好相反。
Today we seem to be the opposite.
我们可能什么都有，但是我们还是很缺乏。
Perhaps we have everything, and yet we still feel lacking.
但是你知道，像以色列人出埃及进到旷野，是什么都没有。
But the Israelites, when they went to Egypt, and they left Egypt and entered the wilderness, they had nothing.
旷野什么都没有。
There's nothing in the wilderness.
但他们却不至于缺乏。
Yet they did not lack a thing.
而且他们经过四十年。
And in 40 years.
脚没有肿。
Their feet did not swell.
而且鞋没有破。
Their sandals did not break.
神真的是成为他们的供应。
God was truly their provision.
所以，这是基督徒需要经历的。
This is an experience that Christians should have.
不在于你现在的经济条件是怎样。
It doesn't matter what your current financial situation is.
是在于你是活在缺乏中呢，还是你活在这位让你不缺乏的主当中。
Rather, are you living in a state of lack, or are you living under the Lord who causes you to not lack anything?
所以不至于缺乏。
So I shall not want.
你知道，你如果经历过那个财务上极其的缺乏的光景，你知道是叫你真的是活不下去的。
If you have encountered severe financial trouble, then you know that it's very hard for you to live in that circumstance.
但是就是在这样的光景中呢，不至于缺乏。
Yet even in such a circumstance, you can lack nothing.
所以我们读十，我们其实从旧约圣经看到很多这样的例子。
We see many examples in the Old Testament.
就是即使以色列人被神管教，发生了饥荒的这个情况。
Even when the Israelites were disciplined by the Lord and there were famines.
但是那些倚靠神的人不至于缺乏。
Those who trusted in the Lord did not lack anything.
这是应该是我们的经历。
And this should be our experience.
然后他说，当时我躺卧在青草地。领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
这是一个安息的经历。
It's an experience of rest.
我们有没有因为信主而被带到在基督里的安息？
Because we have believed in the Lord, have we been brought into a state of rest?
这是一个基本功课。
This is a very basic lesson.
而且不但是基本功课，因为这个功课如果缺乏的话，后面许多宝贵的经历。都失去了。
Not only fundamental, but if you lack this lesson, then perhaps you will miss out on other future lessons.
所以我们需要有那个进入安息的时机。
We need that reality of entering into rest.
而且你会发现，我们进入安息的不单是我们个人经历的。
And you'll see that entering into rest isn't just an individual experience.
我们个人的情况是会影响别人的。
Because our own condition influences others.
在一个家里面哈，只要有一个人不安息，这个家就可能就全部都不安息。
For example, in one house, if one member in your family has no rest, then perhaps no one in the family has rest.
除非这个家里面虽然有人不安息，但有人把安息带进来。
Unless if someone else in the family brings rest back into the house.
所以这是很现实的事情。
So this is a very practical example.
所以在一个家，如果我们是个不安息人，我就把常常不安息的那些因素一直不断的带进来。
In your house, if you constantly bring factors of lacking rest into the house,
所以很可能这个家呢就被搅得天翻地覆。
Perhaps then there will be much troubling in your house.
圣徒之间的关系也是这样。
And it's the same with your relationship with other saints.
如果我们是个不安息的人，
if you are a person lacking rest,
除非帮助我们的是从神那里得到很大的能力。
Unless there's someone who is helping you has received much power from the Lord.
所以否则的话，就是我一到哪里呢，我就把哪里搅翻天。
Otherwise, no matter where you go, you stir up and trouble the place.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
That's a very precious thing.
他领我在可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside the quiet waters.
安息。
Rest.
你有没有安息？
Do you have rest?
不用人家告诉你。
No one needs to tell you.
你知道。
You know.
但是主耶稣救我们，已经他救我们，而且他把他的安息给我们。
The Lord has saved us, and He gives us His rest.
安息的意思不是你周围通通没有事情。
Rest does not mean that there's nothing going on around you.
安息的意思就是我停下我自己的意思，我接受神的意思。
Rest means that you stop your will and you accept God's will.
现在是这个大学放榜的时候啊，大学放榜，大学这个。
So right now you start is a time of getting decisions from schools.
你知道。我自己在那个，我不要讲别人，我自己在那个时候啊，我在我大学放榜的时候，在某些人看我呢是结果不错的。
So when I was receiving my decisions from schools, other people may have seen me and thought that I had some very good choices.
但我自己从我的眼光看我自己呢，哎呀，我觉得我怎么会落在这个地方呢？
But when I looked at myself, I was wondering to myself, how did I fall into such a state?
所以我就没有安息。
And I had no rest.
没有安息就让我的大学生活呢就变得很乱了。
And because of that, my school life turned into a mess.
所以而且怎么样说，我那些不安息的情况啊，让我经过多年之后，我发现呢，这个怎么样说，宇宙之间有至高的主宰。
And because of a lack of rest, as I went through my academic pursuits, I realized that there is a God in this universe.
如果我们不接受他的安息，不接受他的安排，我就常常要在不安息的情况底下。
And if we don't accept his rest and his arrangement, then we will constantly be in a state of no rest.
第三节说，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Verse 3, he restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
苏醒这个字就是恢复的意思。
So here it says to restore.
就是说神创造我们的魂，就是心思、情感、意志，有它创造的功能。
God created our soul, which represents our mind, will, and emotion, and it has its function.
但是因为从亚当的堕落，一直人一直就落在这个罪的权势和罪的这个刑，就是或落在罪的捆绑底下。
But after Adam fell, humanity was under the power of sin.
所以以至于怎么样，我的心思、情感、意志。都处于一个扭曲的状态。
So our mind, our will, and our emotion were all twisted.
但是他救我们。
But now he has saved us.
他不但救我们，他引导我们。
And even more so, he guides us.
让我的心思、情感、意志能恢复他创造的该有的正常功能。
So that the mind, the will, and the emotion can be restored to the original intent.
这不是小事。
This is not a light matter.
这是教育做不到的事情。
But this is something that cannot be taught.
千万不要相信教育可以把人教好。
Don't think that by teaching you can fix someone.
我们这个已经看到太多的例子。
We have seen too many examples.
这不是说不需要教育。
That's not saying that you don't need teaching.
但是能真正使我们 education.
It doesn't mean that you don't need education.
真正使我们的魂。我们的心思、情感、意志恢复正常的是神。
But what causes our mind, our will, and our emotion to become normal, that is God's work.
所以他使我的魂恢复正常。
So he causes our soul to be restored.
所以我才能走对的路。
And then we can walk upon the correct paths.
如果我的心思、情感、意志不正常，
If our mind, will, and emotion are in an abnormal state,
就是把这个对的路给我指明的，我还是不能走的。
Even if you directly point the path of righteousness for me, I still can't walk it.
所以这是很宝贵的恢复。
So that's a very precious restoration.
这是他牧养我们。
He is shepherding us.
所以当我们常常来到主面前。
And as we constantly come before the Lord.
你知道，我们信主后越久就发现什么？我们这个人是越大的罪人。
The longer we believe in the Lord, the more we realize that we are such a sinner.
我在刚信主的时候，觉得我还挺不错的，那就我还不是犯很多罪。
When I was first saved, I thought I was a pretty good person that I didn't really sin much.
奇怪了，怎么等到我信主越久，我就发现我会犯的罪越来越多啊。
But the longer I was saved, the more I realized that there were more and more sins that I would keep committing.
其实原因是我不认识我自己。
Actually, the reason is that you didn't know yourself.
原来我是罪人中的罪魁, 但是我不认识。
Perhaps you were the chief of sinners, but you didn't know that.
所有最大的罪, 别人能犯, 我也能犯。
Because the greatest sins that other people can do, you can do too.
但除非我能够被他恢复, 我才看得懂。
But unless you are restored by the Lord, you won't see it.
我如果没有被他恢复, 我一直都看不懂。
When you're not restored, you never see it.
所以这是一个宝贵的经历。
And that is a precious experience.
然后呢, 他说, 我虽然经过死荫的幽谷, 也不怕遭害, 因为你与我同在, 你的脏, 你的肝都安慰我。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
一面是胜过死亡的经历,
you see the experiencing of overcoming the experience of overcoming death.
一面是被主引导的经历,
you see the Lord guiding you.
一面也是被主更正的经历,
and you also see the Lord correcting you.
所以呢, 经历管教也是必须的。
So discipline is a necessary experience.
不晓得弟兄姊妹, 你经历管教是什么样的感受?
I don't know how you feel when you are disciplined.
是你经历管教呢, 你觉得神太可恶了, 我, 天父, 我不要跟你来往了。
Do you feel that God is terrible and you don't want to have dealings with your Heavenly Father anymore?
还是你经历管教说, 哎呀, 神真的是爱我啊。
Or when you experience discipline, do you say, oh, God truly loves me?
因为他爱我, 所以他管我啊。
Because He loves you, so He disciplines me.
因为他爱我, 他把我从不正常的光景, 把我带回来啊。
And because He loves me, He brings me back from an abnormal state.
他知道我喜欢在污秽中打滚的。
He knows that I like to be in darkness.
但是如果没有管教的话, 跟我讲一千遍, 一万遍都听不懂的。
But if he doesn't discipline me, then if he tells me 1,000 times, 10,000 times, it doesn't matter, you won't understand.
但是呢, 他一管一下, 我就说, 哎, 我又去沾染污秽了。
But as soon as he disciplines you, you realize that I just entered into darkness again.
我的脚又走到岔路上去了。
My footsteps wandered away from the path.
所以他的脏, 他的肝都安慰我。
So that his rod, your staff, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
所以他管教我, 是他恩待我。
When he disciplines you, he is being gracious to you.
他没有放弃我。
He hasn't given up on you.
他知道凭我自己, 是不可能走到他心意里面去的。
By myself, I am unable to enter into his will.
但他的脏, 他的肝, 都安慰我。
But your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
他让我知道, 他是引导我走义路。
He allows me to know that He is leading me in the path of righteousness.
但是当我们来到主面前的时候, 还有另外一面东西是我们比较陌生的。
But when we come before the Lord, there's another aspect that we are often less familiar with.
就是第五节。
Verse 5.
在我敌人面前, 你为我摆设筵席, 你用油膏了我的头, 使我的福杯满意。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows.
一个心向着主的人,
someone whose heart is towards the Lord.
其实你不需要去找征战,
actually, you don't need to go look for warfare.
你自然会遇到征战,
naturally, you will encounter it.
啊, 很多人都经历这个,
and many people have experienced it.
你不用去找,
you don't need to look for it.
你不用大张旗鼓说我要来打仗了,
you don't need to say, I am going into battle now.
你不用,
you don't need to do that.
你只要跟主亲近就够。
Just draw close to the Lord.
仇敌他会要拦阻你跟主亲近。
And the enemy will definitely try to prevent you from drawing close to the Lord.
他要制造那样的环境让你是跟主亲近不了。
He will try to create circumstances to prevent you from drawing close to the Lord.
那更不要说你要走义路走到主为你设定荣耀的那个结局。
And if you want to walk on the path of righteousness to the glorious end that God has prepared for you,
所以, 有敌人,
there are enemies.
这是黑暗的势力,
this is the powers of darkness.
但是呢, 你来到主面前,
but as you come before the Lord,
你不因为那个敌人而你的眼目离开了主,
your eyes are not turned away from the Lord because of these enemies.
你就要经历在敌人面前他摆设筵席。
Then you experience that He has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies.
也就是在一个敌对的环境里面, 你却享受神同在, 享受神的安息。
So even in a hostile environment, you experience the Lord's presence.
这是很奇妙的事情。
And that's a very amazing thing.
这跟我们地上的情况, 我们希望的情况不同。
And that's different from what we normally hope for on earth.
但是当你经历到的时候, 你就知道神是何等的宝贵。
But as you experience this, you realize how precious God is.
所以早期的时候，有些弟兄跟我们讲。
So in the past, some brothers told us.
所以当你信主了，你遇到一些的困难。
When you believe in the Lord and now you've encountered some difficulties,
你不要觉得这是神苦待你。
Don't think that God is being bad to you.
其实神是恩待你。
Actually, God is being gracious to you.
因为什么？神要借着这个，把这个大，把那个困难的当做给你当做食物吃了，让你能够长大。
Because God has turned that circumstance as food for you so that you can grow.
所以大卫在这些的经历里面，他对于来到神面前是更加的渴慕。
So in these experiences, it causes David to even more desire to enter into the house of the Lord.
每一个情况的走过，都是因为他是我的牧者。
He has gone through each of these circumstances because the Lord was his shepherd.
所以这对我们来讲，今天也是一个真实的情形。
So today, this is also a true condition for us.
不管你是在做学生也好，
whether you're a student,
或者你在哪里上班也好，
whether you are working somewhere,
你在很舒服的上班环境也好，
whether you're in a comfortable working environment,
或者你在一个很痛苦的上班环境也好，
or you're in a very bitter working environment,
或者你在家庭也好，
or even in your family,
或者在教会里面也好，
or even in the church,
你都要见证，你都要经历耶和华是我的牧者。
You must testify and you must experience that the Lord is your shepherd.
如果你是有这样的经历的，
If you have this experience,
所以你要跟大卫一样，
you will be like David.
你要渴慕来到他的殿中，
you desire to dwell in the house, to enter the house of the Lord.
并且呢，你要像他一样的说，他说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And just as David says, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.
这个恩惠慈爱随着我的，他是追我的，不是好像是跟屁虫一样。
Now it's not just follow. The idea here is that they goodness and loving kindness will pursue you.
他是追着我跑的。
They're chasing after you.
所以大卫当然渴慕能够永远住在神的殿中。
Of course, David desires to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以腓拉铁非的人，他应该是经历神的牧养。
So those in Philadelphia should experience the Lord as their shepherd.
所以我们来到主面前。
As we come before the Lord,
不管主借着哪个弟兄姊妹帮助我们，
the Lord uses some brother or sister to help us.
我们需要看见主在后面，主在宝座来掌管这一切。
We must see that the Lord is behind it all. He is the one in control of everything.
啊，这是很重要的。
And that is very important.
然后呢，就诗篇二十六篇。
Next is Psalm 26.
但在诗篇二十六篇之前呢？有诗篇二十四跟二十五。
Now notice that in between is Psalm 24 and 25.
诗篇二十四篇呢，就讲到这个能够来到圣所的，啊，能够来到圣所的呢，他是守节清心，不向虚妄，岂是不怀诡诈的人。
And in Psalm 24 it says, "Who can stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood."
所以他这是他说他特别强调，这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求里面的雅各，是这个来到神面前的人，他有寻求的心。
And these people have a heart to seek. It says that this is a generation of those who seek Him, who seek Your face, even Jacob.
而且呢。他因为这样的缘故呢，他呢愿意守节心心，不向虚妄。虚妄呢，其实不是光那个虚空的那个虚妄，是虚妄，其实讲的是邪恶的东西。
And he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood. And here, falsehood doesn't only refer to vanity; it also refers to evil.
所以简单讲，就是他愿意在神面前做个正常的。跟神有一个正常关系的人。
In other words, these people are willing to have a normal relationship with the Lord.
然后呢，这个诗篇二十五篇就提到要走神的道路。
And Psalm 25 says to walk upon the Lord's way.
又提到有这个神的审判，其实中文翻译是公平啊，公平那个原文的字后头就是审判。
And it mentions the Lord's justice, but here it's referring to His judgment.
所以呢，然后呢，又讲到神的约。
And it also speaks of the Lord's covenant.
然后又讲到神的见证。
And of His testimony.
所以这个人呢，向着神呢，是越来越多的。
So this person draws closer and closer to God.
而且呢, 这个人呢, 他到神面前呢, 他愿意依靠神,
and this person is willing to trust in the Lord and to follow his guiding.
但很可惜啊, 当他有这样的心的时候呢, 他所遇到的苦的环境多。
But unfortunately, when he has this desire, he encounters many difficult circumstances.
有患难临到,
there are trials and tribulations.
有孤独的情况临到,
there's afflictions.
有这个心里的愁苦临到,
there's troubling in your heart.
也有敌人在他周围,
and there are enemies among him.
所以这大概是诗篇25篇描述的一些情况,
and those are a few circumstances described in Psalm 25.
然后呢, 进到诗篇26篇,
then we come to Psalm 26.
诗篇26篇呢, 一开始他说, 耶和华求你为我伸冤,
it says, vindicate me, O Lord.
因为我向来行事纯全,
for I have walked in my integrity.
啊, 耶和华呢, 并, 我又倚靠耶和华, 并不动摇,
and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering.
所以这里有一个学习, 就是神来伸冤,
here there is a lesson that the Lord is the one who vindicates you.
你遇到不平衡, 你知道, 你遇到 这个, 就是说, 你遇到这个, 你遇到这个不公平的情况,
when you encounter an unfair circumstance,
是神来伸冤,
God is the one who vindicates you.
你知道当人遇到挑战的时候,
whenever we run into challenges,
如果是你的周围都是说谎的人,
if everyone around you is speaking lies,
你很可能就怎么, 你也变成一个说谎的人,
it's very easy for you to also lie.
但是呢, 你遇到这个说谎的环境, 但你又怎么样说, 你又要行事纯全, 你不做说谎的事情。
But then when you're in a surrounding of lies, but you want to be a righteous one and you don't want to speak lies.
他后面的学习就是, 你要依靠的学习是更深刻的。
And the lesson that comes after is that you have to trust in the Lord even deeply.
你要这个得了拯救是更深更多的。
It is a deeper salvation and rescue.
你要得着神的怜悯是比别人更丰富的。
And you experience a more abundant mercy from the Lord.
甚至呢, 你要神恩待你, 以至于你可以走在神所看为正直的路上。
And the Lord must be gracious to you so that you can walk upon his straight paths.
我认识一个姊妹,
I once knew a sister,
她英文不好,
whose English was not very good.
她是学音乐的。
And she studied music.
所以她呢, 没有很多音乐以外的别的专业。
And she wasn't very familiar with things outside music.
那她移民到美国来。
She immigrated to the US.
那到一个阶段呢, 她要找工作。
And at some point she needed to look for a job.
那她去申请了一个政府的工作。
She looked for a government job.
而且还是联邦政府的工作, 联邦政府, federal.
And it was a federal government position.
所以呢, 但是当他申请这个工作的时候需要经过一个考试。
Now, in order to apply for this job, you have to do a test.
那就一大堆申请人在同一个房间里面考试。
And everyone would take the test in the same room.
那他很幸运可以参加这个考试。
So she was very fortunate that she could participate in this test.
可是等她把这个考卷拿起来一看,
but as she picked up the test booklet,
没有会写的,
there was nothing that she knew how to answer.
她不会写,
she didn't know how to answer a single question.
她不懂,
she didn't understand it.
她就坐那里发呆,
so she just sat there not knowing what to do.
就她看到旁边有些彼此认识的人就说, 哎, 告诉我一下。
And she noticed that nearby there were people who knew each other and they would say to one another, hey, tell me what the answer to this was.
然后这边那边就很交头接耳了，那他们都把考卷填满了。
And eventually they all filled up their test booklet and they talked to one another.
然后呢，就她就很挫折的考完这个考试。
And so she struggled as she finished her exam.
所以呢，她说啊，又没希望了。
So she said, there's no hope.
就没想到放榜的时候录取的时候就录取她一个，其他通通没有。
But surprisingly, when the results came out, she was the only one who was accepted.
那等到她争取上班的时候,
when she went to get the job,
她跟她老板讲说, 我不会，你知道吗?
She told her boss, I don't know how to do this. You know that, right?
她说我们知道你不会啊。
And the boss said, we know that.
她说我们在应征的时候，你考试的时候啊, 就是说那些会写都没录取。
And the boss said that during the test, anyone who knew the answers, we didn't accept them.
但我们其实不是考你会写不会写。
But actually, we weren't trying to test whether or not you knew the answers.
我们是考你这个人啊，诚实不诚实。
We were testing whether or not you were honest.
你不会，但你不去用不正当的方法去取得。
If you don't know, but you don't use unscrupulous methods to find the answer.
所以呢，整个参加考试的就他一个人录取。
So she was the only one in that testing room who was accepted.
因为就是他一个没有在那里交头接耳。
Because she was the only one who wasn't sharing answers.
因为他们不晓得后面有录像在看。
They didn't realize that someone was watching from behind.
那他老板也真的很好。
And that boss was really good.
他英文不好，教你。
And though her English was not very good, the boss was willing to teach her.
你专业不行，我先慢慢培养你。
Though you are not an expert, we'll train you.
但是什么？我要的是诚实人。
But what we want is honesty.
所以走正直的路需要做恩典的。
So if you want to walk the path of righteousness, you need grace.
所以我们姊妹呢，也靠着主有这样的机会走正直。
And by the Lord's grace, this sister was able to continue.
好，第三个功课。
And the third lesson.
就是在诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇呢，是讲到说，他一开始讲说，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
Verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread?
你知道，当你知道神的旨意的时候，
When you know the will of God,
当你走在神的旨意里面的时候，
When you walk upon the will of God,
你遇到的挑战是言语难以形容的。
You encounter challenges that are hard to describe with words.
它到一个地步可能会让你会害怕。
And it could bring fear to you.
仇敌就是要用怕让愿意行走神旨意的人退缩。
The enemy uses fear to prevent people who want to walk the path of righteousness from continuing.
但是大卫的经历怎么样说他是怕了他遇见了这个怕的情况。
David's experience is that he did encounter this fear.
但他却是经历神的拯救。
But he experienced the Lord's salvation.
他经历神的能力。
He experienced the Lord's power.
他经历神的引导。
He experienced God's light.
他经历
God's guiding.
他经历等候神是不羞愧的。
And he experienced that those who wait upon the Lord will not be moved.
所以他经历，他也甚至经历，就算人家都弃绝你，但是耶和华收留我。
And he experienced that even though everyone else may reject you, the Lord holds you.
所以那些的情况反而叫他更见证来到殿中来到神面前的宝贵。
So those experiences actually allowed him to experience that it is precious to enter the house of the Lord.
而且到一个地步他里面那个渴慕寻求神的那个心是加倍的强烈。
And that desire to seek the Lord's will increased.
所以我们都需要经历。
So this is something we all need to experience.
当你明白了神的旨意。
When you know the will of God.
这确实是神的旨意。
And if it truly is the will of God.
但当你走在神的旨意里面。
When you try to walk in the will of God.
却是惧怕来的。
There will be much fear that comes upon you.
不管用什么方法，仇敌用什么方法，但是在你身上发生的是惧怕。
And no matter what circumstances the enemy tries to use, he will try to bring fear upon you.
但是你是不是能像这个大卫所经历的说，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。
But are you able to experience as David experienced, the Lord is my light and my salvation?
我还怕谁呢？
Whom shall I fear?
耶和华是我性命的保障，是我的力量，我还惧谁呢？
The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread?
所有明白神旨意的人
All who know the will of God
都需要经过环境的考验
must encounter the test of life.
在环境考验的过程中惧怕是必须经过的
And in this process, you must experience fear.
但是我们不怕不是因为我们凭自己的力量不怕
Now it's not because of your own strength that you don't fear.
我们不怕是因为我来到至圣所
You don't fear because you have approached the Holy of Holies.
是来到神面前
You have come before God.
所以这是很宝贵的。
So this is a precious thing.
所以 要进入新耶路撒冷。
So entering the New Jerusalem.
要把惧怕的，要有胜过惧怕的这个经历。
You must have this experience of overcoming fear.
要神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
For the will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
要有胜过惧怕的事情。
There must be the experience of overcoming fear.
我都不能忘记，我每次以前传福音给我妈的时候，我一跟她讲福音，马上第二天就被痛骂一顿，然后再下一天又被骂，连续骂好几天。
I still remember when in the past when I tried to preach the gospel to my mother, as the day after she would constantly scold me for multiple days.
那是不是就是说她不配得福音呢？
Does that mean that she's unworthy of the gospel?
那是不是说以后我就从此再也不要传福音呢？
Does that mean that I never preach the gospel to her?
我只能到主面前去跟主交通。
All I could do is go before the Lord and fellowship with the Lord.
到了一个时候，主又感动说，又要跟他说一顿。
At some other time, the Lord again told me that I need to preach the gospel to her.
我都可以预期，一说完，马上又来了。
I could already predict that as soon as I finished speaking, the reprimand came again.
我被骂的时候，我也很难过啊。
And when I was scolded, I was also not feeling great.
但我不从他身上得安慰。
But I don't receive comfort from her.
我从主那里得安慰。
I receive comfort from the Lord.
我从主那里得平安。
I receive peace from the Lord.
需要继续说的时候，继续说。
And when I need to keep speaking, I keep speaking.
要把惧怕除去。
You must cast away the fear.
如果我们是对神有心的。
If our heart is truly for the Lord.
你就不要怕，全心全意的跟随神。
Then there's no fear. You fully follow the Lord.
可能在你全心全意的跟随主的时候，你要遇到惧怕的光景。
Perhaps as you wholly follow the Lord, you may experience a condition of fear.
你经历他的拯救。
But then you experience His strength.
惧怕人的陷入网络。惧怕人的陷入网络。
Those who fear death fall into a net.
应该是怕神，而不是怕人。
You should fear God and you shouldn't fear man.
应该把这个怕从我们身上赶出去。
This fear should be cast away from you.
因为仇敌就是用怕来拦阻他的旨意，拦阻神的旨意在神的教会中完成。
Because the enemy uses fear to prevent God's will from being accomplished in his people.
多讲几句难听的话，就叫我们怕得不得了。
If we hear a few words that you don't like to hear, it causes us to have exceeding fear.
我不是鼓励大家吵架哈。
So I'm not encouraging people to argue with one another.
我不需要吵架。
We don't need to argue with one another.
但你知道解决问题的是从主那里。
But you know that the one who resolves all conflicts is the Lord.
所以要把惧怕除掉。
So you must cast away fear.
那这个惧怕除掉，你的寻求才会是准确的寻求，有果效的寻求。
And then after you cast away this fear, you will seek the Lord that is correct and with fruit.
然后才能够真正的来到主的宝座前。
And then you come before the Lord's throne.
第四个在诗篇六十五篇。
And the fourth aspect is from Psalm 65.
诗篇六十五篇是带我们进入丰富，进入满足。
Psalm 65 brings us into fullness and abundance.
所以你如果跟神有个亲密的关系，
If you have a close relationship with the Lord,
所以你就会来到一个满足的一个时机。
You will come to a reality of fullness.
那诗篇六十五篇一开始，神啊，西安的人都等候赞美你，所许的愿也要向你偿还。
Verse 1, There will be silence before you in praise in Zion, O God, and to you the vow will be performed.
所以这里有赞美，有等候。
There is praise and there is waiting before the Lord.
但他说这里所许的愿向你偿还。
And here says the vow will be performed.
这个偿还这个字哈，在原文有两种意思。
Now this word performed, there's two meanings.
一个意思就是在平安里面。
One means to be in peace.
另外一个意思呢，就是偿还，就是 repay 这样。
And the other means to repay the vow.
所以就是说，比方说，就是说他经历神到一个地步，他愿意接受神的旨意，而且愿意走在神的旨意里面。
So you experience the Lord to the point that you're willing to accept His will and to walk in His will.
但是这是在平安里面。
But this is in peace.
神不是强迫我们。
God isn't forcing you.
神不是掐着我们脖子说你非走不可。
God isn't holding you by your neck and saying you must go.
不是。 当你一直不断的来到圣所，来到至圣所。
Instead, as you constantly come before the Lord in the Holy of Holies,
你会知道那个平安是言语没有办法解释清楚的。
You know that you will experience a peace that cannot be fully expressed with words.
然后这个平安呢，让你在里面，在你身上丰富到个地步，让你觉得，让你就是接受神的旨意，走神的旨意，是蛮有动力的。
And this peace is so deep within you that you feel compelled to follow the Lord's will.
所以这也鼓励我们能够常常来到主的面前。
This also constantly encourages us to come before the Lord.
所以到一个地步呢，能够我们进入这个满足的状况。
To the point that we enter into richness.
所以这里当然这里面当中的经历就是得拯救的经历是越来越丰富的。
So here the experience of salvation becomes more and more abundant.
那另外一面的经历就是神眷顾，神看顾我们，那个经历也丰富。
And the other experience is the abundance that comes as the Lord watches over us.
当这个诗篇六十五篇讲到就是一切生活或各方面需要的供应。
And here it speaks of all the provision of life.
但是我们还有其他很多方面的。
But there are also other aspects.
我记得我那时候啊。那个骑摩托车骑机车的时候
I remember when I used to ride on a motorcycle
那时候最怕下雨
The thing you feared the most was rain
我戴这个眼镜
So if I wore these glasses
只要一下小雨我的眼睛通通看不见了
If there was even just a light rain the glasses would fog up
但我又戴了安全帽
And I also had to wear a helmet
那安全帽外面有一个玻璃
And there will be a visor in front of the helmet.
所以呢，那个玻璃下雨的时候都看不见。我虽然这个眼睛是清楚的，外面都看不见。
And whenever it rains, even if your glasses are clear, you still can't see anything.
而且我在这个大学的时候，老师一直提醒我们说，你绝对不要骑机车。
And during our university time, the professors constantly reminded us not to ride motorcycles.
他说骑机车是肉包铁。
They said that on a motorcycle, it's your skin covering the metal.
他说你即使开个很烂的车，还是铁包肉。
And he said, even if you're driving the worst car, it's still metal covering your body.
所以开车呢比骑机车安全。
So riding the car is much safer than riding a motorcycle.
哦，这个不是为骑机车不是为了好玩的东西。
Because riding a motorcycle isn't just for fun.
而且我也的确以前骑脚踏车的时候被摔过。
And indeed, in the past, when I was riding my bicycle, once I did fall.
那个伤是很多的。
And I injured myself pretty badly.
所以我就跟主祷告说，你既然要求我要去聚会，那我去聚会就一定要骑机车。所以呢，你要管制天气。
So I told the Lord, since you want me to go to the gatherings, and since the only way I can go there is by motorcycle, so you must be in control of the weather.
这看起来只是为我个人的祈求啊。
So it seems like it's just an individual request.
所以我说主，你如果真的要下雨哈，你就让我在路上的时候不要下，我到的时候你再下就好了。
So I told the Lord, if you want me to go to the gathering, then let it be that while I'm on the way, there's no rain. But if it rains, it's after I've gone there.
不，虽然我是这个，我从我个人出发做祈求。
Even though this was a personal request.
我说我是要去聚会，我不是去玩。
I said, I told the Lord that I want to go to the meeting. I don't want to go to have fun.
结果主果然都答应了。
And indeed, the Lord promised me.
但是我不可能天天在注意天气啊，没有像现在天天在看气象报告。
So back then, it wasn't like today where you could find the weather report every day.
只有你看，哎，好像要下雨了，我就做这个祷告。
So whenever I looked up and I noticed that it might be raining soon, I would make this prayer.
那许多时候是不会注意天上的情况的。
And many times you don't even pay attention to what's going on in the sky.
尤其是在天黑的时候。
Especially after dark.
天黑的时候怎么看也看不出来。
If you after dark when you look up you can't you don't even notice.
但是很多次
But so many times.
我到了目的地
After I got to my destination.
我一进了房子
As soon as I entered the building.
那个倾盆大雨就来了
The heavy rain poured down.
那个眷顾的那个感觉啊，非常的深刻
And I truly felt that experience of the Lord watching over me.
所以你会来到神面前
So as you come before the Lord.
那个眷顾的经历应该是很丰富的。
That experience of the Lord watching over you should be very abundant.
所以如果我们经历神的眷顾
So if we experience the Lord's, Lord watching over us,
圣徒之间彼此的眷顾就比较容易了。
And then it's much easier for us to be concerned about our brothers and sisters.
所以腓拉铁菲的教会是先叫人来到神面前。
So the church in Philadelphia first brings people to the Lord.
先来到圣所, 来到至圣所,
first come to the holy place, the holy of holies.
然后再来到弟兄姊妹当中,
and then you come to the brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹, 就一起经历神,
and together we experience God.
一起受神的引导,
together we are led by the Lord.
所以盼望主带领我们, 我本来还想要讲这个关于圣所的部分,
so may the Lord lead us. Originally, I was also going to share more about the temple.
给大家回去看吧, 好不好?
But you can look at it yourself.
这提到圣所呢, 有诗篇20篇,
so the verses that speak about the holy place,
有诗篇24篇,
there's Psalm 20, Psalm 24,
有诗篇28篇,
Psalm 28,
有诗篇63篇,
Psalm 63,
有诗篇68篇,
Psalm 68,
这些全都是大卫写的。
These are all written by David.
所以大卫所经历的应该是成为我们的帮助。
So what David has experienced should be helpful to us.
所以大卫呢, 为什么对于建造圣殿这么热心?
Why was David so zealous to build the temple?
他其实他已经在殿里寻求主,经历主,非常的丰富。
Actually, he was already seeking the Lord in his house, and he had rich experience.
他没有建造那个所罗门的那个殿。 但是那个蓝图是他从神面前得来的。
He didn't build Solomon's temple, but he received the blueprint from the Lord.
那个材料是他预备的。
And the materials were what he prepared.
那个在殿里面的侍奉是他从神面前得着那个安排的。
And the service in the temple, the arrangement was what he received from the Lord.
因为他的心向着神完全敞开。
Because his heart was fully open to the Lord.
所以神天上的心意 完全向他敞开，让他能够知道神要什么。So
the will of God was fully open to him, so that he knew what God wanted.
所以他实际上是已经进入那个新天新地的建造。So
he had already entered into the building up of the new heaven and new earth.
所以腓拉铁菲的教会就是由一群弟兄姊妹进入这样的世界。So
the church of Philadelphia, a group of brothers and sisters, have entered into this reality.
所以弟兄姊妹来到一起聚集的时候，一起认识神的时候。 是那个鼓励，那个劝勉是强烈的。
So as brothers and sisters come together before the Lord, that encouragement and that exhortation is very strong.
是一起来寻求神，受神的带领的。
Together they seek the Lord and follow His leading.
所以这个弟兄从那里，从主那里得着，的确人他所得着的，别人可以印证他是从神那里得着的。
So if a certain brother has received something from the Lord, another brother can testify that indeed. Is from the Lord.
所以会有什么劝勉，会有什么交通，我们都知道这是从神来的。
So whether any exhortation or any fellowship, we know that it's from the Lord.
所以这样的弟兄相爱是非常宝贵的。
And this kind of brotherly love is so precious.
这弟兄相爱的结果是跟神的关系更加的紧密。
And this brotherly love causes everyone to have an even closer relationship with the Lord.
跟神的关系越紧密，你跟弟兄姊妹的关系就越融洽。
And the closer your relationship is with the Lord, the better your relationship with other brothers and sisters is.
我们不可能倒过来。
You can't reverse it.
我们不可能只有跟弟兄姊妹很好的关系。我们有可能会遇到跟弟兄姊妹很好的关系，但是呢，我们跟神的关系是属于一种平淡的关系。
It shouldn't be that you have a great relationship with your brothers and sisters, but you have a very you don't have a strong relationship with the Lord.
所以腓拉铁菲不是这样。
That is not Philadelphia.
腓拉铁菲因为在这样的情况底下，所以就已经有冠冕了。
But under this condition, Philadelphia already had the crown.
神在当中。
God is among them.
神若在当中，神的话就自然被看重。
And naturally, the word of God is important.
神在当中，神的名自然被高举。
And naturally, because God is there, His name is magnified.
神在当中，撒旦疑惑的自然伏下来。
And since God is there, those of the synagogue of Satan come and bow down at their feet.
所以这是一个非常宝贵的光景。
So this is a very precious condition.
这是很值得我们去思考。
And we should consider this.
大卫不是一天到晚在办社交的。
David wasn't always trying to do social interactions every day.
大卫他所宝贵的时间都在神面前。
But David treasured those times where he was before the Lord.
然后。 他如果跟神的关系一疏远了，他
And any time his relationship with the Lord was not so good, there would be problems in Israel.
And
this is a lesson we should have too. We should encourage one another.
聚会, 求主持我们的聚会, 有这一个进入至圣所, 进入殿里的时机。
And in our gathering, may we have that experience of entering the Holy of Holies.
因为教会就是神界的圣灵, 居住的所在。
Because the church is where God dwells in His Spirit.
就是应该有殿的时机。
It is because there is the reality of His house.
叫我们来到聚会中, 不只看到弟兄姊妹, 更重要看到神自己。
When we come to the gathering, we don't only see brothers and sisters. We, even more so, we see the Lord Himself.
这个看见, 叫我们跟神的关系, 交通的关系, 是更加的明亮,
and when we see that, our relationship, our fellowship with the Lord is even deeper and more unhindered.
而且让新耶路撒冷的建造,
and then the building up of the New Jerusalem within us becomes real.
这是一个很需要主开启的话。
May the Lord enlighten us.
就在七个教会里面, 启示录23章七个教会里面, 关于神的旨意,腓拉铁贝是讲的最清楚的。
In the seven churches in Revelation 2 to 3, Philadelphia is the one where God's will is spoken most clearly. And it is something that is desirable. So may the Lord bring us into that reality. May the Lord personally help us. Let us pray.
Lord,
we commit these words back into your hands.
人的话是有限的。
Our words are limited.
需要你圣灵亲自启示显现做工。
May the Holy Spirit do the work of revealing and showing.
愿你圣灵给我们进一步的开启。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us even more.
如果当中有什么话是提醒我们需要有回头的亮光的，求你赐给我们。
And if there's any word to remind us, may you give us the light to look back and remind us.
求主真是亲自建立你的教会。
May you personally build your church.
愿主使你的教会能够有新耶路撒冷的那样的建造的实际。
And may your church have the reality of the building of the New Jerusalem.
甚至能够被你称许，能够在你再来的时候能够站立在你的面前。
And in the day of your return, may your church be able to stand before you.
我们把一切交托在你亲手的工作底下。
We commit everything into the work of your hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.